Good morning. Good afternoon. Please go ahead. This call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Francesca. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GAC GNSO Consultation Group call on the 6th of January 2015. On the call today, we have Carlos Gutierrez, Anna Neves, and Mason Cole. We have apologies from Suzanne Rodell, Manal Ismail, Jonathan Robinson, and Avi Dorian. And from staff, we have Marika Koenings, Olaf Norling, Karim Percé, Glenn Saint-Géry, and myself, Matthew Perrigan. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Mason.
Thank you very much, Natalie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on the call. Mason Cole speaking. I'm chairing the meeting today. I know we have a fairly short agenda, and we have apologies for from a number of participants. So we may have a relatively short call today, but Marika, I see your note in the chat that the accountability call has just wrapped up. So we may very well have some folks joining the call late, but let's go ahead and proceed to the agenda nonetheless. We have looks like we have four items. The first being a discussion about GAC early engagement and new PDPs. Manal sent out to the list a some notes on the draft quick look mechanism. Along with her notes, Marika, are you able to review those for us this morning and open up a discussion?
Sure. So this is Marika. So as you may recall, the document represents a kind of step-by-step approach of how a GAC quick loop mechanism might look, could look, derived from the flow chart that we had initially developed. So we basically outlined a couple of steps and highlighted in blue were the ones that represent new steps compared to what is currently done within the PDP or formalizes some steps that may be done in the current way we develop an issue report, for example, but is not specifically spelled out. And then we discussed, I think, at the last meeting that it would be good, or we already flagged as well that there were some specific questions that we had, at least from a staff perspective, associated with each of these steps. And we discussed with the group whether it would be helpful to actually try to define which specific questions we may want to put back to the GAC as well as the GNSO in order to get input on this proposed step-by-step approach. So what Manal has done is started adding some of those questions to each of these steps, and I can just briefly run through those. So basically, step one is when a request. So step one is basically when a request for an issue report is submitted to ICANN staff, and is highlighted in blue. Called out that it should specifically indicate whether there is standing GAC advice on the mentioned topic, if known to the requester. And Manal has suggested that the questions to be raised to the GAC should be, is this addition okay? Are there any further suggestions? And for the GNSO, is this addition okay? And it was also, she also added that in the comments that there would be a template, or there is already a template available when a request for an issue report is made. One option would be to add a specific field to that, indicating the fact that if there is, or if the requester knows that there's standing GAC advice on the topic, that should be added to that request template. And then the second step proposed was communicate to the GAC Quick Look Mechanism Committee that an issue report has been requested, including information on the topic, and that a preliminary issue report is expected to be published by X date. And it's noted here that's usually 45 days after the transmission of the request to ICANN staff. Someone else suggests here that the questions to the GAC should be, is the idea of creating a GAC quick look mechanism accepted? Should this be some sort of ongoing committee? And who should be on this committee? GAC leadership, topic leads, GAC secretariat, dedicated GAC members, other. And in relation to the GNSO, she suggested the question could be, is the idea of sending an early alert by the GNSO liaison to the GAC accepted? And I see that she also added in the comments that this mechanism could also look at other requests by the GAC, and I think that's something we discussed, that it could work in a similar way as CCNSO triage works, where it's a kind of mechanism to decide or determine how certain requests are dealt with, so it doesn't necessarily need to be limited to GNSO PDP-related requests, but that is, of course, our focus at the moment. And my assumption is if there's a broader consideration of that, that's a GAC discussion to be held. Then step three would be the publication of the preliminary issue report for public comment. And here we've highlighted in blue that that should, of course, include information on any standing GAC advice on the topic, if available. And again, I think as I mentioned last time, this is something we already do, but it's not called out as such in the procedure, so this might just be making sure that it is specifically called out and there's an understanding that that would be included in any preliminary issue report. The questions that Manala suggested to the GAC is, are you fine with the suggestion to include information on any standing GAC advice relevant to the topic on the discussion? Any further suggestions? And to the GNSO, she hasn't added any specific questions there, so I think, again, that's one of the items where if people have suggestions, we hope to receive those. On number four, submit notification of publication of preliminary issue report for public comments to the GAC. The questions for the GAC are, to whom should this notification be sent? GAC chair, GAC secretariat, GAC leadership, GAC topic lead, or the quick loop mechanism committee or other? To the GNSO, who should send this notification from the GNSO side? The GNSO liaison to the GAC, GNSO secretariat, other. So I think these are just some of the logistics that will need to be worked out and make sure there's a clear understanding of who is doing what. And then there's the new step on the convening of the Quick Look Mechanism Committee to review the preliminary issue report. And one suggestion was here that would be in the 45 to 60 day time frame. So the question for the GAC is, can the GAC Quick Look Mechanism Committee or any other agreed mechanism review the preliminary issue report intersessionally? How will the review take place? By email exchange, through conference calls or other? Is the 15-day window from day 45 to day 60 of the process a reasonable default period? And again, I think it's important to probably look at this step in conjunction with step six to really make clear that this is a standard response that is expected to be provided as part of the quick loop mechanism. It's not necessarily a detailed input or guidance or advice in any shape or form. So step six would be then when the quick loop mechanism committee communicates its recommended response to the GAC. Someone else has suggested here that some of the questions to the GAC could be, is there any other possible initial response? Can this step take place intersessionally? If yes, how will the Quick Look Mechanism Committee communicate its recommended response to the GAC over email, through a conference call, other? And to the GNSO, does the GNSO expect any other initial responses? And then seven, the GAC reviews a Quick Look Mechanism Committee recommended response and decides whether to agree or disagree. This could include referring issues back to the Quick Look Mechanism Committee or the GAC deciding as a whole on a response. So the questions for the GAC are here. How will the review normally take place? By email exchange, via email or conference call? Does this require face-to-face meeting? It may require a face-to-face meeting in case of diverging views. Is a 20-day window from day 60 to day 80 of the process a reasonable default period? And step eight would be to communicate the outcome of the quick look mechanism to the GNSO Council. And the questions here to the GAC are, is the 5-day window a reasonable default period? Who should communicate the agreed outcome of the quick look mechanism to the GNSO? The GAC secretariat, GAC chair, topic lead, quick look mechanism committee, other. And to the GNSO, is the GNSO okay with receiving an initial GAC response within 40 days? Is the GNSO flexible? Should the GAC request longer? And should this initial response be communicated to the GNSO Council Chair, the GNSO Secretariat, or submitted as part of the public comment forum or other? And one observation I may make here is that I think the initial input of the quick look mechanism would go into the preliminary issue report. So maybe it is a communication that it would go to staff with copy to the council, for example, as an FYI, as that information would then be embedded in the issue report that is submitted to the council at the end of the day. Step nine, if the outcome of the quick loop mechanism is option A or B, the GAC could form a drafting team to develop input or consider whether input needs to be provided. That can be provided to the PDP working group when it commences its deliberation. The question to the GAC here would be, is the GAC okay with this approach? Is there any other preferred means to develop GAC input? no specific questions at this stage to the team. So, and then there are two more remaining steps for which no specific questions have been identified at this stage, but just to know that those are existing steps of the process. The first one being the closing of the public comment form on a preliminary issue report and the submission of the final issue report, including the outcome of the quick loop mechanism to the Genius Sub-Council. That's all I have. Mason, are you still there?
We lost him.
I don't know. Natalie, can you see if he's still on the bridge, or was he connected via Adobe Connect?
He's only on Adobe Connect.
Oh, he's here still, but we can hear you, Mason.
Mason, we can dial out to you if you're having mic issues. If you'd like to private message me, this is Natalie on the Adobe Connect chat. I can get the operator to dial out to you quickly. Perfect. Mason, this is Natalie. The operator is just setting up the dialogue. It will be a couple of minutes.
This is Marika. As we're getting Mason on the line, maybe people can, in the meantime, start thinking about what other questions should or may need to be added both to the GAC and the GNSO, as I believe the objective is that those would be some of the questions that will be used for the joint session in Singapore to try to get an idea of their the support for this approach and following that potential pilot to see how it would work in practice.
Marika, Olaf here. If I, in the meantime, also what can be considered is whether we have any preferences from the working group, because there are multiple alternatives in some of the questions that Manal has put forward, and in some cases, well, it should be open questions, but there may be preference for one or the other solution from the group. And that could be an enhancement since there are quite a few questions. And, well, we've got time, but perhaps not as much time in Singapore that we would like to have.
Yes, Marika, may I?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yes, I think it's a very, very good issue scoping paper. What I take out of that, there are two things. One, that you have considered the early engagement. That's very important. Second, that you have considered like a parallel track for specifically for the GAC. So it's very useful to look at it like that. But the main issue for me is the first question, the idea of the quick looking mechanism or committee, and I think that's one thing that we should discuss. I think it's for me these working groups, this GNSO GAC Council. Group is kind of the place to start testing this idea of this committee, because I guess it's not going to be a committee only by GAC members. It's a committee that is going to help GAC members or the GAC group that is going to analyze that. take quicker decisions. So kind of tutorial. Mason Cole giving them a tutorial early on, and then developing from there. So I think it sounds interesting, but we have to be very careful in defining these committee responsibilities. Right now we have committees for everything, you know, and very difficult ones. We're facing one in the geographic names that we have a CCNSO, GNSO committee, and we want to involve the GAC, but we don't know how to do it, et cetera, et cetera. So this is my comment. Let's focus on this first question that Manali is placing there, the idea of this new committee.
And this is Marika, if I may just maybe respond to your question, because I think at least I think from my perspective, and also, for example, looking at the CCNSO model that we've been kind of looking at it as well, the committee itself would really be staffed by the GAC, and it's, I think, probably up to the GAC to decide whether that's indeed, you know, and I think as Manal outlined the option, you know, is that GAC leadership, topic leads from the GAC secretariat, dedicated GAC members, other. I don't think we've discussed or at least foreseen at this stage that it would include others outside of the GAC in that committee, which does, of course, not preclude the committee reaching out to, you know, people like Mason, for example, you know, if they need further input. But I think, you know, I think it's important as well to see this as a, you know, this is really an initial step whereby what the Quick Look Committee receives is basically, you know, it's probably kind of a one pager that says, you know, a request for an issue report, for example, on the inter-registrar transfer policy has been submitted and, you know, an issue report is being prepared. Do we believe the issue of inter-registrar transfer policy has public policy considerations? Do we already have, you know, do we already have advice on it? Yes, no. So that is the kind of, I think, information that at that stage is available. As the process proceeds, of course, you go into the depth of, you know, what is the exact scope, what are the questions the PDP will look at, what are some of the recommendations that may be developed. So I think that, but the quick look mechanism is really at that very initial stage whereby the basic question is, you know, is this something for the GAC to pay attention to, and, you know, equally for the GNSO to make sure that it understands that, you know, the GAC has a specific interest in the topic and, you know, should be kept in the loop and, you know, either through, for example, the liaison or, you know, through other mechanisms kept up to date on a regular basis. Mason, do we already have you back on the line?
I'm just now back on the line.
Great, thanks.
Sorry about that, folks.
No problem.
Okay, I heard a little bit of the discussion there while I was working on this. Thank you, Natalie, for the help on the call out. So I'm sorry, Marika, could you help me with where we left off on the discussion?
Yeah, it is, Marika. So we started a bit on seeing what other questions may need to be added, you know, how are Manal's questions, and all of us suggested, you know, in Manal's questions there are, in certain cases, a number of options. And, you know, presumably to help forward maybe the input from the GAC and the GNSO, it may be worth for the consultation group to actually make a suggestion in that regard and basically say, well, we recommend that it should look like this. Do you agree? Maybe to make conversations easier. So I think that's another, you know, item where people may want to provide input. And Carlos raised the question on the GAC Quick Look Committee, and especially, you know, how would that be formed, who is on it, also one of the questions that was raised by Manal, and I think he suggested, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that should be maybe one of the first points to focus on, as that may to a large extent as well define how some of the other things may work. And this is my own, you know, adding to that question is, for example, if that would be a committee of the whole, now obviously you may need more, a longer time frame to get decisions compared to if it would be, you know, the GAC leadership, for example. So I think in that sense, maybe that's a, you know, worthwhile a part to start there and see if there's at least amongst people on the call a agreement or common understanding of what that may look like. Although again, and I think we've spoken about that before as well, you know, as this is a, you know, a GAC committee, it's probably something as well that, of course, the GAC may want to have its own say on and we may have to be a little bit careful on how forceful we are in our recommendation, but I'll let GAC colleagues comment on that, what we can or shouldn't be saying.
I just wrote down three words from what Marika said, if you allow me, Mason, that this committee should be leadership-driven, it should be representative in a way that allows for quick decisions. That's my last comment to that point.
Okay, thank you, Carlos, or well put. Excuse me. Any other comments on this while we have everyone on the phone? Okay, I see no other hands. Marika, I'm this is just my own input, Mason speaking again, that I'm inclined to go with your recommendation that this group recommend to the GAC and the GNSO the process, and then seek some mechanism to formalize the process going forward. I think from my point of view, it looks like we still have some unanswered questions from the GAC about how they would organize themselves in order to receive the quick look mechanism and then turn it around within the time frames outlined in Manal's document, or within your document with Manal's comments on it. So I'm curious how we might go about helping the GAC come to their own conclusion about such a recommendation. I'm not sure how we do that when we're fairly along in the process now, and we're not getting we haven't received as much input from the GAC as I think we would like. Anyone have any thoughts on that topic? It may be better when we get to Singapore, when we have a chance to meet face to face and we're able to get some work done. Okay. Well, I'll take that as a. I'm sorry, Anna. Yes, please.
Thank you. Well, I was thinking that I think that GAC has to discuss first of all these proposals on its own, and then to have this joint session. I wonder. When are we going to have this joint session? We have already any day of the week? Because there are, we need like 1 hour or 1 hour and a half, and I don't know what Dolov might say. But I think that GAC needs discussion among themselves, and then we have to have this joint session with the GNSO. From what I can see from Manal's proposal, I think they will trigger some discussion there, and I don't see for the time being anything that I would add, because I think that during the discussion of this proposal, there will be something that will be included, and then we have to see what will be the outcome of this discussion among GAC members, and then to prepare the joint session. So that's my point here now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Anna. I note in the chat that Marika has noted that, yes, it looks like a joint session is scheduled for Sunday afternoon in Singapore from 3 p.m. Local until 4:30 local. I believe that's right, Marika. Olaf, I see your hand.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Thank you. It's Olaf here. And just concurring with Marika, of course, that is the foreseen time slot. And, as to Anna's point that we would need to have a preliminary discussion about it within the GAC, currently there is no slot foreseen for that, but that's something to bring up perhaps to the leadership of the GAC. But really, in the first instance, I would say that, the questions are the right ones to put to the GAC, whether we have any recommendations or not. And the time to do that is really when they meet face to face. It's rarely something that can be addressed intersessionally to the whole of the GAC. From that perspective, I think this document, as it's scoped right now, is very, very useful. The question is whether those GAC members on the committee, on the consultation group, could have expressed some preference. For example, I mean, in order to start out somewhere, one idea could be to, since we have got a chair, vice chair group called the GAC leadership, that they, at least in the first instance, that could be the suggestion to start out with that and see if it works. Rather than establishing a new committee, well, since we do have, well, that is, well, would be, if I was a GAC member, I would suggest that for a start. But, well, there may be other views from the real GAC members, but at least we have got a committee already existing within the GAC that could potentially take on this kind of task. My little thought. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Olaf. Marika, your hand is up.
Yeah, this is Marika. In response to Anna's question, and maybe also already looking at the second bullet point on this item, if it would be helpful, I could maybe try to combine some of the documents that we've used to get here, like, for example, the flowchart as well as the document and the question, to maybe turn it into a kind of short briefing paper, including outlining some of the recommendations we're making and some of the specific questions. Maybe that will help as well the group to provide feedback on whether that is indeed a helpful format to put to the GAC, so they have a chance to review it prior to the meeting, and if your agenda allows, of course, to even talk around it, and I think similarly for the GNSO, and that may then form partly as well the basis for discussions on the Sunday afternoon, and that could then potentially be used as well to be updated into kind of firm recommendations once we've received the feedback and determined if and where changes may need to be made. I don't know if that would be helpful, and I'm happy to try and at least attempt to do that if you think that would help the process forward.
Well, this is Mason speaking. I think as much hand-holding as you can do for this group, the more that you can do, the better. I see Anna's point that that's what she thinks the GAC needs to better prepare the joint session and make it productive. Well said, Anna. I think that's probably the case. So, Marika, if that's doable, then I would suggest that we move forward in that manner.
Okay, I'll do so.
Okay, I'm mindful of the time here. It's now 35 past the hour. Unless there's any other discussion on this agenda item, perhaps we can move forward. Okay, I see no other hands. So moving on to the second item, issue under item one. Any other documents or updates that need to be made before the Singapore meeting? I'm not aware of any, but of course we can entertain a discussion on that right now quickly if anyone has any suggestions. Okay, I see no other hands on that as well. Okay, let's move forward to item two then, GAC-GNSO dialogue on ongoing topics. The first matter is any updates or requirements regarding the IGO-INGO ongoing coordination. The liaison being me, I have no further update on that. Does staff have any further update on anything that's moved forward? I'm unaware of any substantive work that's taken place over the holidays, but Marika or any other staff, is there an update there?
This is Marika. Nothing from my side.
Okay. Olaf?
None from me either.
Okay.
Discussions ongoing, but no further steps.
Okay. Moving on then, an update on preparation of the general proposal for the work track. I'm sorry, Marika, can you take that agenda item? Are you talking about the discussion on just the work track between the GAC and the GNSO, or is there something more specific you had in mind there?
Yeah, this is Marika. I think that's something, an action item that came out of the last meeting where we would look at whether, you know, it would be helpful or necessary to prepare a more concrete kind of proposal or framework on how, you know, GAC GNSO dialogue on ongoing topics might work. And so my apologies here to the group, because I picked that up relatively late and I put something together yesterday that I actually sent to you, Mason, for some review, which basically is a kind of first outline of you know, different steps in you know, how ongoing conversations could work between the GAC and the GNSO. And it's a little bit similar to, you know, what's still up on the screen, is really trying to say, okay, this first happens, what's then the next step, what is then the step after that, and also highlighting some of the questions that we may want to get input from on you know, from the GAC and the GNSO. So I think at this stage, I'm not really sure, and I'm happy to put up what I put together, but at least personally, I think it would be more comfortable if you, Mason, as the liaison, would maybe first have a look at that and add from your perspective what you think, you know, makes sense, or what you've already experienced as well from, you know, your role so far. And maybe that's something then, you know, once you've had a chance to do so, that we can maybe share with the list so people can comment on and provide input.
Sure. I'm happy to do that. Okay. Then that action item belongs to me. Is there any other discussion on this topic? Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Marika. Item number three, planning for the Singapore meeting. Again, Marika, I think I would have to defer to you on a discussion on this. I mean, I'm aware that we have a time to at least tentatively scheduled for our Singapore face-to-face. What else at this stage can we discuss that would be helpful for staff in planning that session?
Yeah, this is Marika. So I think we currently are looking at Monday lunchtime. So I think it's 12:30 to 2, if I'm not mistaken. And I see Glenn is on the call. I'm sure she'll correct me as I'm if I'm wrong. So I think, as Manel has suggested, you know, everyone should just, you know, grab some food, unless someone is willing to sponsor lunch. But from the ICANN side, unfortunately, we don't have any budget to provide lunch for the group. But we'll reserve a room and are able to set it up in, I think, and I saw an email, I think, from Jonathan on that note, and that may be something to discuss for the group, that, of course, there are two ways in which we may approach the meeting. You know, one could be it's just a working session of the consultation group, in which we'll have an opportunity to, you know, discuss and review the feedback received during the weekend session and hopefully make further progress on some of the proposals that we'll have prepared. But secondly, it could also be a more kind of engagement outreach kind of session. But as probably that is already covered, you know, during the weekend, and our target audience is really, you know, the GAC and the GNSO in that respect. I think Jonathan wasn't sure either how much value there would be in doing the meeting in that way. Although, of course, if we have it as a working session, it's still open to, you know, anyone interested to come along and listen and, you know, ask questions. So I think the question here is really from the group, you know, is there a specific view on how you think we should be running that meeting? Should it really be a working session for the CG where we just take whatever was discussed or raised during the Sunday meeting and continue our work, basically, and you know, determine our work plan from here to maybe the next meeting, or if we believe we can conclude before that time? Or should this meeting have more of a kind of, you know, outreach, outward-facing objective?
Okay, thank you, Marika. Brian, I see your hand up.
Hi, this is Brian Winterfeld for the transcript. I'm glad that we have set aside the time on Monday. I wanted to also offer to sponsor the lunch for our group, since I know that apparently we right now have no funding for food. I think it's probably important that folks can eat and focus on the work that we're doing. And as far as substantively, whether or not we open up that session on Monday to other folks. I think if there are, you know, GAC or GNSO people who want to be engaged and continue the dialogue from Sunday and join us on Monday, I think that actually would be a really good thing, and that we should be open to that.
Very good. Brian, thank you very much for that. That's generous of you. Thank you for your sponsorship. Any other input on structure or content of the meeting? Okay. I see no other hands up in the Adobe. Okay. Moving on then on the agenda, we've pretty much taken care of everything. Is there any other business to be discussed in this meeting? All right. In that case, we have the luxury of giving – oh, I see Marika. I'm sorry. Marika, you had your hand up.
This is Marika. Sorry, it won't take off. Just, I think, to confirm next meeting, and I'm probably looking at Natalie because I think we did agree during the last meeting that I think we'll meet in 2 weeks' time. Natalie, can you confirm if I have that right?
I do believe that's correct, yes.
So just to confirm that next meeting is in 2 weeks' time, and we'll send out as well a notice to the list, and hopefully we'll get more people to join.
Okay, I hope so. So that'll be Tuesday, January 20th.
Ooh,
if I read correctly.
Okay. Just to note, that actually will conflict with the face-to-face meeting of the accountability working group, that just looking at lists, I think some people may be involved or affected by that. But I can have a look and compare membership of those groups to see. I know, for example, I think Suzanne is one of the people that is a member of that group and presumably will be attending in person. So it may affect some of our participation, but we can have a look at that.
Sounds like it might. So, yes, if I might ask you, Marika, to take a look at that and see if there might need to be an adjustment made in the schedule. I know that we try to stay true to every 2 weeks, but if we have the opportunity for better participation on this call, particularly from the GAC members, I think that would be great if we could do that. I don't want to disrupt the schedule too much, but that will be our last meeting before we arrive in Singapore. So if there's an opportunity to increase participation, then maybe that's a good thing to take a look at. Okay, any other business or any other comments before we adjourn? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. The call is now adjourned. Enjoy your Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Francesca. We now stop the recording.
Thanks.